I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. Village of Ruidoso officials recently met with city officials from the city of Las Vegas, New Mexico, on how to get out of the red zones and into the yellow zones. Village of Ruidoso Mayor Lynn Crawford explained.
But, you know, we called and talked to the guys in Las Vegas about how did you get to be yellow? And so they told us, and so that we're adopting their plan. What they did is they got all their biggest employers, you know, of course, the municipality, hospital, college, school district, and they encouraged all their employees to go get tested once a week. The whole point of it is that the more people we're testing, you know, the better the numbers look. Testing people that might have it or do have it. We're testing everyone so that we can get to that, you know, 8 out of 100,000 for 2 weeks here in Lincoln County.
And now they just have to wait and see. The Z-Trans bus routes in Ruidoso are supposed to restart today after they were closed 2 weeks ago because there was exposure to the COVID-19. U.S. House Representative Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico voted on Monday to increase direct payments to Americans to $2,000 as part of that relief bill, which now goes to the Republican-controlled Senate. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.